light out, everybody.
Welcome to week 4 of the Radcast Halloween 2022. I am Count Yuli. Damn it, Boris. Do I need to put the bell on you?
My apologies, Yuli. I know I'm supposed to stay quiet in the corner until you beckon me, but I was just too excited about an email we just received.
It isn't another sponsor, is it?
Precisely.
Well, I was going to wait until your birthday to tell you this, Boris, but I don't know when that is, so I'll just say it now. This sponsorship charade has been a complete disaster. We've been made to look like fools for the last month. We were conned into promoting a gigolo house. After we read about that doggy prom dress business on air, we were later informed it had ceased to exist about 6 years ago. And we have a real issue when the most sane thing we've done an ad read for thus far is a ravioli rodeo restaurant with a live bull dressed like Santa Claus.
You are right, my friend. The attempts to partner you with reputable, upstanding businesses has proven to be unsuccessful so far. However, I truly believe your luck is about to change.
I want to believe that. But the last time someone told me that, I got turned into a dadgum vampire. And another time I got tricked into sitting through a 4-hour timeshare presentation. Who the hell wants to have residence in Branson anyway?
Please believe me on this one, Yuli. This opportunity is a game changer. I printed off the email. Please allow me to read it. Dear Counts Yuli and Boris, that is us, my friend. I'm writing to you because I've heard you are dreamers. I too know what it is like to dream. I'd like to be someone to make your dreams come true. I have an opportunity that would be hard for the two of you to pass up. It's a task that is filled with such magic and whimsy that those who would hear about your association with it would be inspired to pull themselves by their bootstraps, tighten their belts, and follow in your footsteps. Two dreamers' footsteps. This opportunity calls for the utmost determination, a good work ethic, and preferably an aptitude for power tools. I'm constructing an attraction fit for dreamers, and with you two championing the cause, I just know more dreamers will answer the call to lend a hand. Financially, I can't offer much, but I do offer a wealth of opportunity. Especially the opportunity to be proud in a hard day's work and pride of a job well done. I've attached a contact number so you can reach me, but not after 10 Central Time. I look forward to hearing from the two of you. When you wish upon a star, get out of my dreams and into my car. Signed, Walt Disney.
You want to run that by me again?
Of course. The man who's captured the hearts of many, the original Imagineer himself, Mr. Walt Disney.
Boris, Walt Disney has been a head in a jar for the last 56 years. His body is frozen somewhere under Epcot Center.
Oh my, is this true?
Yes. You can watch a video on YouTube of a drunk Mickey Mouse really spilling the tea about the whole situation. Can I see that email?
Here you are, Yuli.
Oh, Boris, I don't think you can read this small of print. Let me take this magnifying glass and show you. This is signed Wart Dazney. This is just some joker looking for free labor.
I'm terribly sorry, my friend. I did not do my due diligence. Did you want to see this email from Babe Ruth?
Damn it! Babe Ruth has been nothing but the shambling corpse of hot dogs and beer since 1948. Can nothing go right for us?
I can give nothing but my most humble apology, friend. Over the last month, myself and the Council have shown our ignorance to this ever-changing world in which we live in. Makes me want to give in and cry.
Live and let die, I guess.
Yes. I don't think I've ever looked at it like that. Yes, Yuri. Live and let die.
Boris, although I'm very frustrated at the results, you did your best. You did so because you are my friend, and I very much appreciate your efforts. I may have not gained very much financially from the sponsor debacle, but I have gained something important. Perspective.
How so, Yuri?
I don't do this show. We don't do this show for the money. We do it because for a small moment in time during the year, we're a part of bringing joy to a fine, upstanding listener base. It is their approval that warms my heart. Although sometimes I could trade their approval for a Blu-ray player.
You are absolutely right, Yuri. Any time I'm able to join you and the listeners, it is the best part of my year. I make sure to take it with me when I return to my palatial estate that sits on my family's 2,500-acre property. I hold these moments close to me as I soak up in my hot tub, then drift off to sleep in my California king bed. Not even the sound of my 150-inch flat-screen TV with surround sound can drown out the joy these moments bring me. Then when my friend Celine Dion calls...
Boris, shut the hell up.
Righto, friend.
Well, listeners, while I hope now that Boris has revealed to me he lives in a lap of luxury, hopefully he can spread a little of the wealth. And speaking of spreading, this final week of Halloween shows looks to spread the ultimate in holiday cheer. All manner of Halloween topics are about to be discussed in a spooky edition of the Radcast Ramble. I am Count Julie.
I am Count Boris.
Have the happiest of Halloweens. The Radcast will be right back.
What's that? There he is! It's the Great Pumpkin!
He's good.
He's not good.
That one made me lightheaded.
That was good.
It
took everything within me not to laugh at Wart.
Wart Dazney.
It's so stupid. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, I was in. The, I will when
it's
trying
so good.
When trying to think of what direction to go because.
Halloween six.
Welcome everybody back into the Radcast. As the guy said, this is Radcast yes. Ramble Halloween edition. We'll get to who's with us here in just a moment.
Our but, first ever Halloween edition of the Radcast.
Yeah,
Ramble.
Exactly. But. I don't know if you... Jeremy Weed's back. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yeah. Of course, making your Halloween appearance on the show.
Love
this
it.
For our third Halloween set of shows, this is your third time for the Radcast. And you were on Monster Squad last year with Sucktastic, which was
right.
a great time.
It's so much fun.
So a Halloween mainstay for us is Jeremy. But back to that.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
But, you know, with this fourth week, our big thing has been like Yuli and Boris have gotten sponsors, which was actually the idea of Dave Little.
Yeah.
Who, you know, hi, Dave. That Dave's idea because
Dave.
we were at Buffalo Wild Wings just a couple weeks before we started 5 weeks of Fright. And we were like, what kind of shenanigans are Boris and Yuli going to get into?
Dave and his wife, Stephanie, are big fans of Yuli and Boris.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Which we appreciate. And Dave's like, they should have sponsors.
And I was like, yeah. And immediately the wheels start turning.
So it was Dave's idea?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we were like, what will they sponsor? A Blue Chew, Casper mattresses. And then the thought came to me.
We're just like, let's just make it up.
I was like, why don't they just make it up? And yeah, I went over to Matt's Bay at work and I was like, yeah, the whole sponsor thing, why don't they just make it up? He's like, I was about to say, why don't they just make it up?
Yeah.
Or why don't we just make it up?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So that's kind of the idea behind that. I wanted to give Dave a shout out.
As if Yuli and Boris are their own entities. Yeah, they're not born from you.
We kind of go back and forth on portraying it that way. But then last week we're like, it's us, as if it's some mystery.
What?
Huh?
You tore the curtain away.
Sorry. Yuli guy sounds exactly like that Steven guy.
That's funny.
It can't be.
It doesn't mask my voice that well.
Yeah.
But yes, welcome back, Jeremy. We're talking all things Manor of Halloween, which
is something that is near and dear
to not only our hearts, but your hearts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why Halloween?
Oh, man. Why not Halloween?
Exactly. No, it's a broad question.
It's a perfect counter argument. Why not?
Because we all love Christmas.
We do. Well, and here's the thing. I love Halloween for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. What you listeners cannot see is we do this every year, and I think we probably made references. There's always something on in the background. Mm-hmm. And this year, I love this because it's just a bunch of commercials that are very nostalgic, 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. mostly 90s.
Yeah.
But even still, like that period
an ad
of time
for a Goosebumps all those ads. Birthday cake.
Oh, it's great. There was the old Doritos Pepsi ad a second ago I saw that I love.
Oh man,
I love that commercial
so much.
That's
something it doesn't take much for us. Literally a compilation of old Halloween mm-hmm. commercials will keep us busy for hours.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Pizza Head. I remember that very vividly.
Exactly.
I remember that.
With the little retro junk
watermark
in the bottom.
Yeah, retro junk. But no, man. There's so many things that I love about Halloween. I think it's probably, with Christmas, it is probably the most nostalgic time of year for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might be a little more nostalgic just from the standpoint of... I remember a lot about mm-hmm. Halloween. I remember a lot about Christmas, too. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of memories that I have that are just very indelible in my mind mm-hmm. that I remember. Some not great. Maybe that's why it's indelible.
Let's go into those. Yeah.
But I have way more that outweigh the bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But there are
a
couple that I remember that I'm just like, oh, gosh. Like, I didn't like Halloween that year.
that was actually very scary.
That was not great.
Which is a bummer because, like... It's like your thing, and then something shitty happens, and then it's like, well, I gotta wait till next year.
Well, and you know what's funny is like Halloween and I, we're old buddies.
We're old friends.
Halloween. Like there was a period of time when I didn't really care that much about it. Mm-hmm. Probably got into about high school. Did a lot of stuff in youth group those years.
Yeah.
So we didn't do the dressing up. Mm-hmm. I still don't really do it now, but I am more than happy to look at other people's costumes. I just don't have the time or the energy.
Or help people come up with ideas
people's ideas, and I love going and trick-or-treating with my kids and getting them amped up mm-hmm. for it because it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I think more than any other holiday or time of the year or anything... I love Halloween because it harkens back to a simpler time for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are so many things now that you cannot do that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago with Halloween, my parents, they would go trick or treating with us, but they would just kind of let us wander. They would let us go all over the neighborhood.
You and a group of friends.
Yeah. And sometimes not even our neighborhood. We would go to my cousin Derek's neighborhood that was large, but there's no danger. We were all just together. All the kids were together. There were a bunch of kids I didn't even know. We were just, mm-hmm. but we were one big group, and you just rush from one house to the other. And everybody was fine, and everybody was like all on this mission, and we were all admiring each other's costume.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, that's a really cool costume. Yeah, yeah. And it was such a group coming together kind of kids, meeting of the minds of mm-hmm. kids in a way is really interesting, but you just don't have that anymore.
No.
Parents now, I mean, I'm guilty of this, but it's because it's scary times we live in. It's just different. It's
sure,
you know, helicopter parents that just, oh, be careful, don't do that, you know, like I'm guilty of that just as much as any other parent. But
it's that protective nature.
I want to be able to allow my kids the freedom to enjoy it and to run and go up to the next house and you know,
it's almost like you compromise. Like, you can still have that. I'll still chaperone them, but like, I'll stay at the top of the street and I'll let you guys go up and down the street to each house, and then you come meet me kind of back where I'm at, kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too. Well, our street, you can't really do that as much because there's so many kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'd almost lose them in a crowd.
Yeah.
But it being able to allow them to go at least a couple or three houses, or like, you know, you're here and, hey, why don't you go hit those three houses up there? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, I really miss how Halloween used to be.
Yeah. Trick or treating almost is that great equalizer.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about there's no divisiveness.
Yeah.
You know, there's to kind of twist and contort the way you feel or see somebody. It's like you mentioned, you know, it's just you and sometimes it's kids you don't even know, but you're admiring each other's costumes.
It's great.
And you're in the moment. That's all you're thinking about is sweet costume and let's go get as much candy as possible.
And that's kind of it. you're basically on this mission, this group mission.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, where are we going to go next? And it's almost like, you know the haunts, you know, the best spots to go. It's like drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, baby.
Oh man, no, it is though. Like you know, old lady Pendergast has, like, she gives out full candy apples. You know, you can get as many as you want, or you can go, but you can't do candy apples anymore.
Right.
Razor blades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or because of, you know, I mean, razor blades have been around for years.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Like, I don't know. You just,
I know what you mean.
It's
though.
Just weird. Like, it's that episode of Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Where the mom makes cookies and nobody.
Yeah.
Takes the cookies and it's like
no, you can't do baked goods anymore.
It just stinks. It's like, that's, she's like,
well, I don't have it. It's like, but I know, but there's still this stigma around it.
Hate that. But it is that. And that was in the '80s.
Sure.
Or no, was that, I don't know.
That took place in the '70s.
Well, it was the 1980s.
That's right.
I think late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it just really is
that's one of those things that I can be nostalgic about, but be okay that it doesn't get done anymore. Like the baked treats and stuff like that. Like, I'm whatever about
it's
that.
It's fine,
But I do miss the innocence
of
all of it.
And I think that's the point. Yeah, the innocence.
And it's definitely... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, what's also cool for me about Halloween is... Or just cool in general. Mm-hmm. I don't want to direct it. Anyway, like, what's cool about Halloween is Christmas is great, but you almost purely love that time of year just for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because everything else, the weather's miserable.
Yeah.
And I
hate winter.
There's so many cool things to do outside. Like, so many cool things that would lend themselves to walking around outside for Christmas, but it's so damn cold.
Yeah.
So you're relegated to driving around and looking at Christmas lights in your car.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Halloween is this changing of seasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just, I love this holiday and I'm looking forward to it. It's everything about the whole month of October when the leaves change and it gets cooler, but it's not super cold. Mm-hmm. So you can go outside in a hoodie, in a ball cap and stuff like that, and just breathe in, like, that fresh air and stuff like that.
I texted you about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's one of my favorite things is that smell.
It's so funny because
everybody knows what we're talking about. Don't act like you
there's
don't.
There's almost always, even 6 o'clock in the morning, it smells like a bonfire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so funny when you texted me, like, oh, the smell of the air is just so great.
I caught it.
That morning, I took a big deep breath. Mm-hmm. And the sense of smell is your strongest sense.
Yep.
And so you take it in and it almost enacts all of your other senses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you get this feeling of, like, excitement. And I'm like, I'm about to go to work, but I get this wave of nostalgia just breathing in the air.
It just harkens back to a different time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so Halloween's not just the holiday. It's the whole season of fall turning over and everything changing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, and again, as much as I love Christmas, and I'm guilty of this, that as soon as November comes around, I start with Christmas stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But Christmas is widely kind of, you know, people turn their nose up at it for the fact that it also encroaches on Thanksgiving, which is a incredibly popular holiday.
It's
just
the last 3 months of the year is chock full of three best holidays. Halloween comes in at a time to where it's turning over, at least here in St. Louis, summers are miserable. Yeah. So it's turning over from those miserable summers and kind of, you know,
so hot,
so hot, and all this kind of outside, this, all this activity. But then now you kind of narrow it to something more cozy, with the fall, with, you know, as much as, you know, it's become a joke, pumpkin spice stuff, you know, there's this nice element to pumpkin spice, but then, you know, it's like, it's cozy. You can, I love turning off the lights and watching something like spooky that kind of warms me.
It's getting darker earlier, which normally, like after October and maybe November, I'm like, okay, you can start, you can stop this now. But I do like how that kind of lends itself to the season.
Yeah. And how, as you get older, there's different phases of Halloween. Say when you're like an adolescent, like 8, 9, 10 years old. And then when you're a teenager, you celebrate it differently. You said it kind of, would you say like when you're a teenager is when it kind of fell off because of as involved you were with the youth group, and it's like
a little bit,
they didn't necessarily cater anything towards the Halloween imagery. It was like fall festival stuff.
Yeah, and maybe this is where I tell one of my sad stories.
Yeah,
okay. Lay it on, right, baby.
Well, okay, so
only if you're comfortable with it.
Oh no, no, no! It's not that sad. It's just it is a very coming of age story.
Yeah.
It kind of just hit me. Oh, I'm growing up. Okay, you know that kind of thing.
Yeah,
So it's like it's almost like, I don't want to liken this to this because it's not a perfect one-for-one ratio, but like when you hear that there's no Santa or there's no Easter Bunny or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a deflating feeling. Oh, the mad.
Now I remember not being super disappointed about Santa because I picked.
Sure.
I was very brat. Yeah. I put things together.
Same. It was one of those things where I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that makes sense.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I did kind of, I think in the back of your mind, you're like, I'm fine with it not being real.
Sure.
There was a part of you, though, that kind of wished that it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like, there's a little bit of magic that's gone.
The magic. Right. Magic is gone.
Well, so to get into the story, I'm beating around the bush here.
It's okay.
So I remember the last Halloween I actually trick-or-treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at home. We had gotten this grotesque mask from somewhere. I'm not really sure where we got it from. It was just like an old, it's one of those, you'd know exactly the kind of mask I was talking about. It's an old person, but it's gray, almost green.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it's got white hair.
Yeah.
And it's got that awful rubber smell.
It looks like from like the Haunted Mask.
But it's very
too.
Latex. It's very flexible. Yes. I mean, but like the eyes are kind of hard to see out of.
It looks like, the mask from like the Haunted Mask too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, it's grotesque and you're like, ugh. So put it on, and my sister and I remember having a good time with that mask that season because we would scare the patootie out of each other all the time. Good. So funny. But we did that a couple or three different times. But it was weird. Like I remember trick-or-treating. I think you know what? I might not have trick-or-treated the year before. I might not have been able to.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, I think I skipped a year.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was weird. So I was like, oh, I didn't do it last year. Are we going to do it this year? My parents were like, I don't know. Do you want to? And it was just kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm
supposed to say yes.
Shouldn't we? But like, I was also kind of like, well, maybe not. I didn't do it last year, so I don't. So I did, and they were just like, okay, well, just go. You know, go ahead. Like, and they did. They didn't go with me. They just were like, go ahead. Like, if you want to. Okay.
Yeah.
So and usually they went.
Right.
And so it was just odd. And so I was like, okay. So I went, and I went to one of the, like, these people lived across the street for us forever, and they were a little rough around the edges. The son, her son, had been in and out of jail kind of, but he was always nice to us. And she was really into Halloween, but I don't know, like, I went, I think, over to her house around 4 or 5 o'clock or something. Well, apparently, Halloween starts at, like, 6.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At the time.
At the time. I was like, oh, there's, okay, it's Halloween.
She's like, who trick-or-treats when the light's still on?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was light out, so I went over there, and she's like, you know it's at 6 o'clock, right? And I was like,
what?
Oh, okay. Huh? And she was like, I mean, since you're here, I'll give you something. But I was like,
it's like, this is mutually agreed upon by the whole world.
Yeah, and she was like, kind of like, not mean, but just kind of like a little annoyed that I was there early. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. Like, okay. Like, and then, but then like, I kind of was like, okay, well then I don't want to do it right now.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I think for whatever reason, I think I actually went over to my grandma's that night. Mm-hmm. I think my sister had something. And so it was just me. And my grandma was like, okay, well you can go ahead and trick or treat. And so I went by myself, like up and down her neighborhood, mm-hmm. Just to a couple houses, like three or four or five. And then I just was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, it was like a weird kind of like thing.
It's just
me. I think I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, well, that's a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, not to make it a very poignant thing,
but
it's just very, I don't know. Like,
and it's kind of an anticlimactic end to something that you look forward to so much up until that point. Like, well, when you said
it just
like,
kind of hits you.
Yeah. Like when you know, the kind of the first indication of that is when your parents are like, all right, go ahead. And you're like, wait, what? And you almost like, don't want to, you almost don't want to be like, well, can't you come with me? Because then you'd be like, you're old. You're 14. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're 13, 14. Like, you can.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. You can take care of yourself. Like,
but, and you almost don't want to be like, but I want you to go.
Yeah. Because
that's a part of the allure. That's a part of, like, the warmth of it.
Yeah.
That's a part of your tradition. And you're the first time you break from tradition like that, it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact that it was like, I think, like I said, the year before, I don't think we went. So it was just kind of like, well, I didn't know. Like, I wish I would have known. 2 or 3 years before that was going to be it.
Right.
Because then I would have just enjoyed the crap out of whatever I was doing at that point that much more. And it's just so funny because it's like, you don't realize it's over until it's over.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, you hear that with so many different parts of your life and you're like, oh man, like that really was the last time.
Mm-hmm. Almost the end of that whimsical, innocent chapter of Halloween. And plus like there's nothing that says that 14-year-olds can't go trick-or-treating.
Sure.
But most people kind of, I mean, there's not the same enthusiasm if you have a 14-year-old kid knocking on your door.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I mean, there are young high schoolers that go up and down our street.
Oh,
and I've seen, and I think it's almost like, it's okay.
Sure.
It's funny nowadays, like I get offered so much candy as an adult, but oh, you can get one if you want. I'm like, I'm good.
I really am fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I can go, I'll buy my own candy. Thank you.
Exactly.
Don't patronize me.
I don't need your charity. Yeah. I do need that Mr. Goodbar though, actually.
Hand it over.
And these Milky Ways, sorry.
Yes. Ooh, is that a Kit Kat?
Ooh, what you got there?
You got more candy inside?
You're eating dinner.
Yeah,
you got pot roast.
Give me what you got for pork chop. What's that guy drinking? Beer? I'll have
take
one
of some
those.
Of that, yeah. But no, it's just it. Sorry to really bum you up.
No, but that's totally relatable.
Yeah,
because after that, I want to bounce. Like, so what I'd like to do is like I want to rewind and talk about what kept your enthusiasm up.
Yeah.
As a younger kid, like stuff you watched, you know, the things besides, like, you can't always go to a pumpkin patch. You can't always go trick or treating. So there are these things that kind of, you know, breathe life into your enthusiasm,
that
like
in the ether.
going to Target, going to Toys R Us, looking through the costume, like watching the commercials. It's these little things that you realize, wow, that really added to me.
Keep that
added that to my passion. So before we jump away from, you know, kind of the deflating feeling of losing your enthusiasm and what helped you after that kind of bring it back and really help kind of build your enthusiasm because you had to do other things. Like, I'm not building up to trick or treating anymore. So what do I do to build the hype of the season for me?
Yeah.
But as a kid, before you had that awakening, like what were some of your go-tos? What were some of the things that would like help build the season for you?
Well, kind of like what you guys had said before about Halloween, just kind of it's kind of the kickoff of the big three.
And
I think that's for me, September really is where it starts.
Agreed.
Every year though, like in some cases August, but most of the time it's September. Especially in Indiana. Here it's funny, like it doesn't change as drastically as it does in Indiana. Like when September happens, it's like, oh, there's a nip in the air.
Yeah,
whereas here it's like we have like an extra month of summer.
I will say this year almost. It kind of did.
I agree. Flip
like it should.
I agree. Yeah. It did. This is one of the outliers since I've been here. I'm like, this is the first time it's ever done this.
Kind which of happy to say.
The
weather isn't the indication here in St. Louis that it's turning over. It's when you walk into a Target and now that Halloween section. Yeah. Now, you know, this vacant building for the last 11 months is a spirit.
Even Walgreens. It's such a small selection. And as a kid, Walgreens, I didn't want to get a costume from there. But even just walking around, like you see it and you kind of smile and they're like, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we had, so we had a Hook's Pharmacy is what it was.
Okay.
It was a drugstore. Loved it.
Yeah.
There's like great costume selection and stuff.
Good costume selection.
Isn't in that area, isn't there a phrase, get your groceries at Schnucks, get your like medicine at Hook's? Or
something I think so, actually.
Tom Hanks was talking about that. I heard
but Hook's drugstore is, I don't think it's no longer around, I don't think, unless it's like a Blockbuster and there's like one in, Des Moines.
I thought you meant like unless they turned it into a Blockbuster.
Unless they turned it into a Blockbuster.
Out of that currently?
Yeah. Both.
You're actually going backwards.
You know what? I would go visit that if it was a Blockbuster and Hook's. Oh, man, you kidding me? That's like a nostalgia shot in the arm. Oh, anyway, no, tell you what, I could probably do a whole podcast just on Hook's Pharmacy, Hook's drugstore, because there. So you go into the pharmacy, not the pharmacy, but the drugstore.
Yeah.
And it, I can see the opening now. You go in right there, about 20, 30 feet away from the entrance on the left. There's a rack of comic books right there.
Nice.
All of them. And they're all the comic books you want. They're detective comics, Spider-Man comics, X-Men, all the good stuff.
Spawn. Yeah.
All the stuff 90s, like primo 90s. This is what you want. Go get it. It's out there now. Rocketeer. Disney afternoon stuff. Like everything. Mm-hmm. Everything from like.
And this is not
a large selection.
Yeah.
Just like a regular thing. But they had each in it. Like they catered to every audience. I can see it.
Like a Batman comic, but it's like Tim Drake Robin when the look of Robin started to change where he's wearing the tights instead of the underoos.
Bought one of my first comic books there. My mom made me return it because it was too dark. It was a Batman comic. It was dark. They had on the back, the reason why she made it is the ad on the back. It's the Road Warriors. And she was like, I don't like what they look like. I don't like that. She made me, but they were like on the back. They were like, formidable, like just a very like intimidating pose on the back.
Sure. Yes.
I don't like that, Jer.
Yeah.
Really funny. Really funny in hindsight. Because it's like it's wrestling.
It's
come
just,
on.
Yeah,
it's just
on.
Wrestling.
And it's just a picture.
And nowadays, it'd be wrestling is like
It's
considered pretty low art.
Yeah. Nowadays it's a little different, but especially back then, it's a super niche thing.
Yeah.
And
well,
back then too, there were still people that were saying, "It's not. Is it real? Is it not real?" Yeah. Because they, you know, there was still blood, and there was still some stuff that was happening. But nowadays, everybody's like, it's fake. Like, everybody knows that it's fake. It's still no less impressive what they're able to do.
That doesn't keep anyone from watching it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But anyway.
We could go on a whole diatribe
of
that.
I know. I'm getting off topic here.
Yeah. Hook.
That's okay.
Hook's
drugstore. They had an amazing candy selection. Halloween candy selection was amazing.
Yeah.
Off the chain. Amazing. And I don't ever use that phrase off the chain, so you know it's good.
When you probably used it the last time you went trick-or-treating.
Seriously, it was... I'm retiring this phrase.
It's like this trick-or-treating is not off the chain anymore.
Not off the chain anymore. No, it was so good. So many different kinds of candy. Long aisles, not like these short aisles of candy that you see like at CVS or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, and just so many costumes, so many rubber latex masks.
Yeah.
And things back then were better. Things were just made a little bit better back then when it, like the cheap costumes now, they're cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they cost an arm and a leg, but they're still cheap.
Yeah. How ironic.
Which
that
is,
the cheap
isn't that
ones
strange?
Are expensive.
$40 for a really cheap costume. It's like, I could have bought a much better, well-made costume.
I could have made this.
For $20, and I could still probably wear it today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah,
but they had an awesome, amazing costume selection. At least I remember that way as a kid. I mean, everything's better when you're, in your memory as a kid through rose-colored glasses. But I loved going to Hook's. There were so many things there for a kid, like in a drugstore, that you could. I mean, they had. That comic book selection, though, was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But gosh, I wish I could remember some of the other things. I'll have to ask Nick.
I can imagine.
And I'll get back with
it
you.
Probably was like decked out and like Halloween and
the
Halloween
decorations
decor, but like the decorations towards
they
like,
did have decorations on the outside.
The old paper decorations were like
elementary
hinged,
the hinged skeletons and the witches. Yes. And like you get those, you know, like the black cats that have the legs on the side that would move.
I remember very early as a kid before our mom, like, I only remember having it. We had it for longer, but I remember just 1 year of it before our mom probably pitched it. We had like a 70s looking like Dracula, like the vampire.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember like the old school, like 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. like picture, like decorations. And then our mom probably just pitched them because we didn't really decorate a whole lot for Halloween.
Yeah.
But when I hear your experience with Hooks, my brain instantly goes to, in Halloween 4, Return of Michael Myers, the opening credits, which is
love those opening
which is
credits.
Amazing.
They're so good.
But there's a scene where so Jamie is picking out the costume and she like encounters Michael, or at least a vision of Michael. But her foster sister Rachel's boyfriend
works at the drug
store. Brady, works at the drugstore.
Yeah.
And they don't bring attention to what's like, they don't, of course, they're not gonna have close ups of what's going on, but this is late 80s small town drugstore with all the way that's decorated for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's the whole movie is just overcast.
I was gonna say overcast.
When they're driving from, after picking Jamie up from school, Rachel and her friend are driving to the drugstore, and it's like, it's overcast and the pavement is wet from it just raining.
Yeah, you can hear the leaves scraping across
the
ground.
I love
that
sound. Yeah. Just the leaves of the wind blowing.
Yeah, some breeze coming. Yeah.
That's what I think of. I
love that.
So like you're going through a Hooks, you're going through like a Target or like Toys R Us.
Mm. Oh yeah, there's also there's tons of makeup.
Yeah.
You've got like that old school makeup that you can put on that's very thick.
Yeah.
You could put on, they've got like, you know, the prosthetic stuff you could put on your face. Mm-hmm. They've got those, the pumpkin carvers.
Yeah.
Yes. Like the pumpkin carving kits with the really weak knives.
And
stuff
I think, maybe I'm rewriting history here, but I thought that they had pumpkins on the outside that you could buy as well. I think.
Probably.
Back then, drugstores used to do that. They don't do that anymore.
I would say you're probably remembering that correctly.
I think that they did do that though at one point. I mean, CVS does not do that now, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. But they used to do that, I think.
Yeah.
It at least had the small ones.
Yeah.
They at least had those.
Yes.
Did you have like things on VHS? I mean, Great Pumpkin, obviously, which like you could either catch it on CBS or you can watch or watch the VHS. But did you have things you could watch or things that you stay tuned, you'd watch on loop or think you'd only watch during the Halloween season?
Yeah. So it's funny because I guess I would call it the OG Halloween tape, Halloween VHS that we had it's funny. I was when I was writing some of my notes down, it's funny. I didn't ever think of it this way, but for Christmas and Halloween very specifically, I held whatever were on those tapes. We had two, had two very specific tapes, whatever were on those tapes. Those were the things that I considered the best of the best.
Yeah. Right?
Now, whether they were or not is up for debate. But those were on our tape, so I considered them better than anything else.
Right.
Or those were my favorites, rather.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything else outside of that was fine and permissible. Yeah. Like, okay, like I like this too. But it just doesn't hold. And even still to this day, I still have preference to the things that were on these VHS's, just because I remember them. I remember the ads that were in between. I remember all the little idiosyncrasies, like, oh, this is where the tape gets fuzzy and kind of funny, and like something
that probably
else
adds to the experience.
Oh, I just love it.
Too.
This is where it gets a little. This is where it has that ad for, you know, whatever. This is where Stevie Wonder for years on our Christmas tape on the Grinch when he's doing the noise. There's a part on our VHS. I don't know if we still have it. My parents would have it where during that time, Stevie Wonder's lesser known rival didn't sell near as many.
Stevie Winwood. Little Stevie Winwood.
Stevie Wonder came on. I think it's like a Mother's Day special. Like it gets taped over that part. It's there are many mothers. My mama. And then it goes back. So to this day, and we're just watching it, just like, this is fine.
Yeah.
But years later, when we bought the Grinch VHS, just so that we had a good copy, I was like, I miss the Stevie Wonder version. Yeah. And nobody knows what I'm talking about, but our family does.
But that's
it's
a
so
special
great.
Little thing specific to that tape.
And to this day, our family has that inside joke. And I'll look at my sister. I'm like, I like the Stevie Wonder version. Yeah. She just starts laughing.
The Stevie
and she's
Wonder
like, I know
cut.
It's so good. I love that. I love VHS for all of its flaws.
Yeah.
Because the flaws make it that much better, I think.
Exactly.
I think it's so great. I love having to rewind it. I love everything about VHS.
That's what's so special about finding VHS rips of broadcast. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you'll find on YouTube, you know, the broadcast version of The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Or the broadcast version of Rudolph, which is like, has the ads in it.
Yes.
You found a video the other day on YouTube where it's just VHS rips of a bunch of local ads and then these ads, you know, for these shows that never aired again at the Halloween episode. It's this deep pocket of nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, and so this is what we had. This is what we had on our original Halloween tape.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off with Legend of Sleepy Hollow,
yes.
The Disney
yes.
version.
Yes.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It actually had an introduction by Walt Disney, the Walt
Whoa,
Disney
nice.
Presents thing.
Wart Dasney.
Yeah, Wart Dasney. Yeah, not his head, his whole body.
Right, yes,
whole
exactly. Bomb.
But he, it's like the Walt Disney Presents from the 60s, from like the Disneyland.
Now I'm just imagining his head on a platter, and it's like puppets moving his mouth.
Hey, well, kids,
it's like Halloween?
Well, it's for like a Disney's Halloween treat type deal.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he comes out, and he gets... Oof. He gets the book.
You scared me.
Oh, hello. It's me, Walt Disney. Wart Dasney.
Wart Dasney. Or as your parents know me, Wart Dasney. What?
And he gets the book off the shelf because he's usually in his personal library.
Yeah, of course.
Gets the book off. And then he talks about Washington Irving. And there's like a little short Washington Irving cartoon with that old 60s Disney animation made for that specific thing. So that, and it's... I love it. You can still find it on YouTube, by the way, if anybody wants to YouTube it. It's there. So if you look up Walt Disney Presents Washington Irving, you can probably find that intro. And then from there, it goes into the short. And then what do we do? I think it might be either right here. It might be further down in the tape. For some reason, we have Johnny Appleseed. Which is fine.
Yeah. Sure.
But they have the apple blossom sky in that.
Yep.
And so I really love Johnny Appleseed. And I probably know that short way better than a lot of people because I watched it a lot.
Yeah,
it was just there. It was either there or it was at the end of the tape. I can't remember. Then from there, it was Great Pumpkin.
Oh, yes. Essential viewing.
Right. Great Pumpkin. Garfield's Halloween Adventure.
I still have not watched it all the way through.
It's good.
All the way through? Oh, it's good.
You've probably tried to show it to us three times, and it's usually it's usually close to midnight.
I think we always start it late, so maybe we start with that one. I don't know.
I've added that to my rotation. I've actually sat and watched it all the way through.
Yeah.
It has the creep.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. It has that creep factor, but also it has kind of the charm of the mid-80s.
Yeah.
And but it's great because it's so timeless that you could put it in the mid-80s, but then if you told me it came out in 1994, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. The animation's pretty good.
Again, 20-plus years ago.
Yeah.
For your timeless example.
But it's
I know what you mean,
but it's a nice, easy 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes by pretty quick. It's those two, I think Head and Shoulders probably stand above almost anything. That along with Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
The allure of the Halloween special.
I love it. I love it.
I looked forward to it every year, no matter the show.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
I will watch Halloween special, even if I didn't watch the
show.
I
agree. I think almost the bumpers that you see on TV, that's almost, not. It's not better than,
right.
But it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing that and just like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's just like almost it's like almost like, in the way that some people loved, are you ready for some football? Like getting excited, seeing that Monday Night Football coming up, and like, which I also loved.
Yeah,
that's a whole other thing. But in that same way that some people get absolutely pumped for that, I loved seeing those little bumpers.
Yeah,
they just enhance the season, enhance the excitement for that time.
Well, and it's great. They're exactly that. They're specials. They, at that point, ignore whatever continuity's going on. Mm. And everything in the episode bows to the whim of Halloween.
Mm-hmm. All the rules are out the window.
Exactly.
I think that's another point, though, to be made. That I think with Halloween specials and Halloween anything, you know it's different. You know nobody is necessarily safe.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
Roseanne, exactly. The Roseanne Halloween specials. Of course, Home Improvement. But none, like, kind of none more kind of throws the book out for these one-offs that I feel like than Treehouse of Horrors.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
All the, all the Simpsons can lose their skin, or their skin turns inside out at the end. But, like, like you, Bart,
Happy Halloween!
Ned Flanders gets his head chopped off at the end, and his, and this gremlin shows it to Bart when Bart's in an ambulance. Next week, Ned Flanders is going to be bothered. Yeah, you know,
it'd be fine.
Ned Flanders is going to be fine.
Yeah, nobody and nobody worries. It's like it's being able to have danger, but not have to worry about any consequences to come of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is great. Like, it's, there's no, it's high stakes without having high stakes.
Yeah.
This isn't continuity. It's fun.
It's the fun you have dressing up and being something else.
Yes.
Kind of cranked up.
Yeah.
Like, everything is different, but it's in celebration of this fun time.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Now, exactly.
When Matt and I were kids, one of the things that I always kind of...
Halloween buckets.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. I love that. Yeah.
Which are back at McDonald's.
Halloween
at
the Happy Meal.
Are they back now?
I believe so.
Halloween Happy Meal.
And I think we've said this on a different episode. That. We have we've never shown you our logo for this year that Jeff did.
No, I haven't seen
it. It's a Halloween bucket, like the McDonald's Halloween bucket with like a Radcast Halloween kind of ribbon going across it. Matt will pull it up now. But one of the things that kind of like... And I loved Halloween before we turned 10.
Sure.
But after we turned 10 and got into elementary school, one of the things I always, my brain goes back to that kind of paints the picture of innocence of Halloween is when we first got to the school we went to from fourth to sixth grade, they had like this fall festival.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, there were like booths set up. You know, our
I love that. Yeah, that's so great.
Jeff
logo.
Did a great job.
Oh, Jeff.
But
kudos to you, Jeff. That was great.
Our elementary school that we went to from fourth to sixth grade didn't have hallways in anywhere except
from all outside.
You know where the gym and the library were, and there was this kind of like concourse area in the middle that all these booths were set up.
Yes.
And like, there was all like,
I always draw upon that memory.
Yeah, it looked like
this time
these like old like leftover Halloween decorations were kind of just randomly placed in spots.
Yeah.
It was chilly outside.
Yes.
And it was fun. But then also what adds to that was like after that we went to Target and our mom bought us a VHS, a couple of VHSs, but one that we watched all the time around Halloween season was an Arthur Halloween VHS. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Which had a Halloween episode, but then they had like Halloween adjacent episodes.
Yes.
So same thing when
SpongeBob.
We had a SpongeBob one. We would always, around that time of
year. Elmo Says Boo.
Elmo Says Boo.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I didn't have that one, but I remember it.
Like around that time of Halloween, we would have we would have a quote unquote sleepover with our younger brother Tyler, to where we'd all lay out either a sleeping bag and we'd lay out these big blankets we had.
Yep.
And we'd all sleep on the floor of our room and put on SpongeBob Halloween.
Nice.
Watch Arthur Halloween. That's how we kind of built up the season for us.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
which
is
scary in its own
right.
Yeah. Just real
but
scary.
Those were like the VHSs we had. So like Halloween, Tyler still has them in his room, but like Arthur Halloween and, you know, Great Pumpkin and SpongeBob Halloween, Elmo Says Boo, all these kind of like silly, innocent things where like, for me, the enjoyment goes into that, or the YouTuber Familiar Faces brings up like niche, like what he, you know, weird Halloween specials, but it's all just with this innocence to it.
Yeah.
And the first time I ever saw any Universal monster movie was Frankenstein because of those orange books.
Yes.
Like the orange
horror books.
Yes.
That we talked about on our Universal Movie Monsters episode.
I love those.
3 years ago. We mentioned.
It's so fun. I had no idea. I only was aware of the Godzilla one, but they absolutely are a real thing. And like so many people know about them, which I love.
Right.
Like that our school library, we would only check those out around October.
Yeah.
I remember our school library, you could check out tapes and we would check out The Haunted Mask and The Haunted Mask Part 2 every year. And there was like this Halloween.
Was that at the library?
Yeah.
Or would we get it at like Hollywood Video?
I think we would get maybe one of them at Hollywood Video, but they did have them at the school library, which Hollywood Video also had like those movie guides, but like they were Halloween themed.
Yeah, I remember getting speaking of that fall, this was different, but kind of similar. We checked out a tape that was just like this old documentary about Halloween, but it didn't matter because it was like, it was... The weather was cooperating and we're just sitting there. And I remember we were getting back from a lock-in at church.
Oh, nice.
And I remember it was like super cold and the tent was like damp. And so didn't sleep well, but got home, got under a blanket and watched that and drank hot chocolate.
Great. Love it.
Oh, I think I remember it being a really boring documentary, but it was
all the
elements were in place. Under a blanket with hot chocolate watching something.
It's almost aside. It's beside the fact that that's on.
Yeah, exactly.
But I remember the first time we watched Frankenstein, I could be getting things mixed up here, but you know, we would have our times where we'd go get haircuts with our mom. This could have been a day where we were just out running errands.
Yeah.
So this was sixth grade and it had been raining, so it was overcast still, it was damp.
Yes.
We stopped at like a Sonic to get lunch. But I remember it was one of those times we could rent a movie and Matt and I just read about Frankenstein.
Yes.
And
of course
it was in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were like, well,
hey, Mom.
Why don't we check out Frankenstein? So we rented Frankenstein Night of the Hunter.
Robert Mitchum.
At
12
double
years old.
Double feature.
At 12 years old, baby. I was kind of bored by Frankenstein, but loved Night of the Hunter.
Because
Night of the Hunter was in one of those orange books as well.
Oh, was it really?
It was.
Yeah. Oh, which one?
I don't think it had its own, but it was in
like
one.
Like a compilation?
There was one that had like the thing, Night of the Hunter Exorcist, as like a compilation.
It was like not a monster, I guess. Just horror, scary movies, thrillery.
Yeah. History of horror. Scary movies. But I remember watching that, eating like a Halloween-themed like apple cider snack cake.
Yes.
And it was still...
Oh my God, this is all coming back.
You're remembering it?
Yes.
I love that.
And I've watched Frankenstein. I love Frankenstein. I love Bride. I love Universal.
Those movies are hard for younger kids to... They're definitely one of those things like when you get older, you get an appreciation for them.
Because it's black and white and it's hard to keep... But
and
that's
it's slow
the thing,
and the dialogue is hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah. Especially Dracula, there's no music.
Yes.
But as I got older, that's what I love about it.
It's unsettling.
Is that it's literally just the popping of film.
Yeah.
And like that because of the dead space between like a character walking to another character.
Yeah.
Or you hear a wolf in the background.
Same thing for Nosferatu when we watch that. That's such a good movie and
that
so
is,
unsettling.
That's still the scariest movie I've ever seen.
So great.
Mainly because it's things that... The imagery is frightening to me. Like a slasher, I can separate myself and kind of poke fun at it. And it's just, it itself is over the top and silly. But like Nosferatu took itself really seriously.
Yeah.
And it's a silent film.
Yeah.
So it's just imagery.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's
those
just.
Those long shots.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And plus Max Schreck.
So great.
Just looks so
just
weird.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
But like those are the moments that I carry with me for elementary school.
Yes.
And part of that too, also like walking through a Target or Toys R Us, wanting to go to the costumes and all that stuff. And even now, like I've been to Target several times since the season started. I was able to buy a box of Count Chocula, my annual purchasing of Count Chocula, which I'm so glad.
I've
kind
already gone through three boxes, I think.
I love it adds a season for me that is seasonal.
I'm glad it's seasonal.
Because it's so strange to think of a time in the 70s or 80s to where you could come in from swimming and there's a Count Chocula and Boo Bear or Boo Berry and Frankenberry commercial.
I hated
it
initially.
Is seasonal?
Yeah, but I love it. You know what, though? It's my favorite cereal.
Right.
I could
that
eat it anytime.
Sense.
Yeah.
But that's one of those like things that we know the season's turning over. We still text each other like
Here
just
it
went
is.
To the store yep. and saw Count yep. Chocula.
Got yes, it.
It's starting
there.
Exactly. I love that though. I love that we have that. Yeah. That's such so a funny thing.
I love it.
And not to mention, just like I just get a smile on my face where I see like, oh, Captain Crunch is bringing out the Halloween theme
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still,
yes.
I go to Target and I'll make it a point to walk by the Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't go digging in there like I would when I was like 12. Yeah. But it's still cool. So that brings me to like say, since you were like, because if I think about it, when we were teenagers, that page kind of turned and I was like, I still like Halloween. There, yeah. there are cool social things to do, like trunk or treats.
Yeah.
You know, that we can go and socialize yeah. with our friends.
Yeah.
But it kind
the fun of dressing up as a yeah. kid. There's no reason to, you know, like,
when,
as you get older.
When we were in high
yeah.
school,
yeah, it's
we,
true.
We were, you know, sophomores in high school. We're 16 when we got cable in our room. So there was the allure of, you know, that's when we first started dipping our toes in, like, you know,
horror movies.
Yeah. And, like, and we would still watch kind of like the Bravo's 100 scariest movie moments
yeah.
and watch that stuff. And that's when we started getting into like Fear Fest on AMC.
Yeah.
Just kind of cool things to watch if we didn't have anything going on that night. But if there was like a church event, we'd go to that or we'd socialize with church friends, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it really started becoming more prominent when we became like adults, left our own devices in college.
Yeah.
So would you say that allure kind of like it was reinvigorated for you once you started to be able to kind of like, I'm going to choose to, in this Burger King commercial, we had some of these
God.
Toys. The Wolfman, the Frankenstein.
Yes.
I remember that.
You're able to carve out your own, you were able to carve out new reasons to appreciate the season kind of thing.
You know, it's becoming an adult, there's a lot of things that are frustrating about that, but there's a lot of great things too.
Yeah.
Something that you get to do when you get to be an adult is you realize that you get to have your own tastes.
Yeah.
And you get to try things or do things or experience things that you weren't allowed to do as a kid, or, you know, your parents said, I don't mean illicit things.
Sure.
I mean, just things that are
by
that, I mean, like, you know, I stuck to a lot of movies that my parents watched.
Right.
And there's so many that I did not watch because they didn't like them or whatever. Well, I've come to watch a lot of movies that my parents didn't watch, and I come to like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I've never seen this, and my dad's like, you've never seen that? And I'm like, you didn't let me watch it. You remember?
Yeah. So what do you act like?
He's like,
just
you ought to see it sometime. And so I just kind of got to a point where I was like, yeah, I should see it. I will. So I'll do that. You know, or like, I've never tried this food. I don't like it. Well, just because you don't like it doesn't mean I won't.
Exactly.
I've tried so many things that my parents don't like,
yeah.
and it's great. So being able to do, like, I guess kind of take that mindset and apply it to Halloween, I never saw any of the Halloween movies at all growing up.
Yeah.
And I've seen several of them with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like them a lot.
Yeah,
they're great. That original Halloween movie might be about as close a perfect thing to a horror movie as you can get. And it's almost not even a horror movie.
It's almost
like
a
thriller.
By the standards that would be set.
Yeah.
By what that movie started.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, if you just got done watching Saw, you're not going to think the original Halloween is scary.
But
it's about the scariest thing is what you don't see.
Yeah, it's almost like Jaws.
Yeah.
Right.
In the same way that Jaws is a horror movie today, but it's not. Yeah. It's almost a thriller nowadays.
Exactly.
But because of how little you see of the shark, of how little you see of
the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you just don't see Michael Myers as much, and because you see him and then you don't see him, it's so unsettling. But it's so good. I was shocked at how much I liked it.
It was
a really great movie. The fourth one's really good.
I like
that Halloween imagery at the beginning of it.
No music.
Bar none. Just my favorite opening to any Halloween. Like, even like compared to like probably the Halloween movies that and shows that I like, any specials that I like. I love that.
It's just the sound.
I would watch it now and just watch that and just be content.
The sound of the wind over an unsettling rural setting.
So good.
Yeah. You see, there's the innocent Halloween decorations that we described, offset by the foreboding feeling that we're about to have, and that the storm that is coming.
We know
to
something's coming. Exactly.
Yeah. It's just so great. And the indulgence of, I think there was this fascination, at least with the big ones like Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, because a lot of that had to do with, at Hollywood Video, they had these booklets like at the front counter. And usually it would be just like, it just would be a bunch of movies, and usually movies that were like at Hollywood Video to kind of advertise what's about. There.
Yeah.
And for, I remember so distinctly.
Yeah, they're like about this big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah. And around Halloween, it would be all like horror movies or spooky movies or like you said, exactly Halloween adjacent kind of stuff. And flipping through that and this imagery of things that I knew, oh, I don't want to watch that. Like Hellraiser or even something silly like Leprechaun or something silly watching now, like Child's Play.
Yeah.
You look at it and you're like, I'm not interested, but there's this fascination and excitement.
There's this draw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's part of, when you mentioned Blockbuster earlier, my brain immediately went to like a Hollywood Video.
Yeah.
And it's similar, even if you're not looking at that booklet, if you go into a Blockbuster, you walk by the horror section.
Yeah.
It's dark outside.
Yeah.
It's a little windy. Mm-hmm. It's just the fluorescent lighting of Blockbuster.
They have their Halloween decorations like on the front counter. Exactly.
They have their candy out and you're walking by and you see a movie that you're like, that's super scary. I don't want to watch it, but also I'm kind of interested in what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so as we got older, finally indulging and allowing yourself to feel that. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, Jeremy, like you carve out your own path as you get older. And part of that is embracing new kind of actual scary stuff while also balancing that with the innocent fun stuff.
And not discarding what I grew up with.
Of course
not. Because I still love that. Like I still love Disney Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, that was still, which that was on the OG Halloween tape we
Halloween
had as well.
Tree.
It was great. Halloween Tree.
Yeah.
That's one that I did not see until I was
so good.
Probably my grandma had it on one of her Halloween tapes. And I said, hey, grandma, do you have any Halloween stuff? And she let me borrow her tapes. Mm-hmm. So there was that one. There was the last Halloween, the Hanna-Barbera one with the weird one. Uh-huh. It's okay.
With Witch's Night Out.
Witch's Night Out. They had the Worst Witch.
The Worst with Tim Curry.
There. And that
the craft.
Opened up a lot. Yeah, The Craft.
She's like, I don't know. I'm going through a little Fruza Ball.
Yeah.
The Water Boy. That's not even Halloween.
It's not great, Fruza. Pick something else.
I said I'm going.
That's Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But there's a lot of... I don't know, like being able to accept where I came from in a sense, as far as like my the things that I loved and being able to integrate that. But I don't know.
That's part of the beautiful nostalgia.
It makes it richer. Cause if you can like balance some of that out, cause I don't love the scary stuff as much.
Yeah.
I almost like the campy Svengoolie scary but not scary like Elvira not that I watch the Elvira stuff, but I appreciate the campiness of it.
Even the Crypt Keeper is scary looking
punny though.
Yeah, exactly.
And lots of jokes, and like that's what I think I kind of fall right in the middle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I don't want it to be super scary, but I have an appreciation for that stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I would watch a scary movie.
Have you seen?
But
did we show you Friday the 13th Part 6?
No,
that one's fun.
That one's very tongue in. It keeps the spirit.
Okay.
It's Jason is scary.
Yeah.
It's not making fun of itself, but it is still tongue-in-cheek and self-aware. It's excellent.
Plus, there's a lot of gothic imagery.
Yes.
And the director, Tom McLaughlin, loves the Universal horror movies.
Oh,
so he has a lot of references to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I understand.
But something like Fright Night would kind of land within there,
Fright
too.
Night.
Lost Boys.
Yes. That's something that... Yeah, that's essential Halloween viewing for me now. That was one that my dad introduced, oddly enough.
Yeah, right.
And I guess I never watched it with him, probably because it wasn't available for a long time, which thank you, DVD, for when DVDs came along, they started printing stuff that had been out of print for a long time, which is odd.
Yeah.
But that's something I really appreciate the DVD revolution for, is like so many of these VHS tapes that were not available, they were just like, you know what, let's go ahead and start printing some of this stuff that had been out of print. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Thank you for that. But Fright Night's such a good movie. Here's the thing. I'm so tired of vampires.
Sure.
That movie is great.
Yeah.
That movie's a great vampire movie. I don't care who you are. That's like a seminal work in my opinion.
We did an episode on it last week, but I've grown to love The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
That has really good atmosphere
too. I've only seen it once. I saw it with my cousin Nick.
Yeah.
And I liked it, but I'll have to see it again. Yeah. I think it'd be one of those on repeat viewing. I would like more.
That's what it was for me. Every time I watch it, I like it more.
Yeah,
more.
And I think when you watch something for the first time, you're just trying to pay attention to the plot. You're not looking at other things. You're not noticing little details. Yeah. And yeah, I think I probably would. The soundtrack's great.
Oh, it's amazing. It's
so good.
And so it's very. It was 80s, right? 80,
yeah,
87. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I mean, you know, it's got Corey Feldman in it, Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Just lots. Very, very
80s. Yeah, you're like, that's 80s, right? It's like, oh boy, is it 80s.
Yeah. I was like, well, is it 90? I couldn't remember if it was tail end of the 80s or if it was very early. I was like, if it was 90s, it'd be 90. Yeah.
Sure.
And no further than that. Yeah, but yeah, I just couldn't remember.
There's a lot of horror adjacent, like kind of, like for me, one of the things that helps me get in the spirit, even just watching something like Scooby-Doo. Or you know, there's this YouTuber that we've grown to love in the last year or two named Dr. Wolfula.
Oh.
To where like his presentation as a whole, I could watch one of his videos that he did in the summer. Like I could watch it in the summer and get excited for Halloween, because his presentation.
And he's funny.
And he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he loves Scooby-Doo. So he talks about Scooby-Doo. And then whenever I think of Scooby-Doo, I think of Six Flags. And I think of Fright Fest.
Fright Fest.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of these things that are like horror adjacent, horror themed, but not Halloween. Or not so much horror adjacent, but like horror themed in a way. Kind of spooky, scary, but not supposed to be Halloween.
Yeah.
That I also love. And it's a plethora of things. Yeah. Scooby-Doo is one of the first things that comes to mind.
You mentioned Fright Fest. Jeremy, you were talking about how, you know, when you're a kid, you and your friends go out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
That's almost the natural progression as you get older. Now you and your friends go to Fright Fest. You go to haunted houses. Yeah, like, it's just building on that idea.
Right. The Batman,
that was something that I never really did.
Sure.
I never really got, well, we did like haunted walks. There were like a few haunted walks. And there were like some things in Kokomo. They had a very, it's very actually famous for Kokomo, I guess, but there was a corn maze that they did for years, and we would always get it whenever, like, we'd get these little things that they'd give us, little flyers when we were in school. I remember specifically when I was at Elwood Haynes Elementary School, we'd get them every year, something for the corn maze. It was really awesome.
Yes.
It was a little scary for me as a kid, because I was just a chicken. I was scared of everything.
That's
But gosh, I wish I had. I don't know if they came up with it, but whoever, if they did, it was awesome. They had a illustration on it that was a skeleton kind of coming out like this.
Yes.
Kinda, my arms are kind of like akimbo, sort of, but like kind of raised like claws. Mm-hmm. But then like the bottom half of the skeleton like morphed into like a corn stalk and like into the maze, and had like a scythe in one hand.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It like had like a really like a big scary leering grin kind of like that. It was genuinely
hand these out to the
looking.
First gate. To hand these out to first graders.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so scary that it was like, oh, terrifying, but it's like it gave the impression, oh, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And it I love that. Like, just get it. I never went to it, unfortunately. I kind of wish I had. I don't even know if they do it anymore, but they just getting that flyer excited me, because I was like, oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you'd get the flyer and you're like, oh, it's Halloween. It's coming up. You get it in September.
Yeah.
And you just be like, nice. Oh man, it's coming. Okay, cool. And like, I think somebody maybe at the school, like their family ran it, and maybe that's probably why they did it. I could be wrong, but anyway, it was outside of town. And it's funny, years later, I had a buddy that lived close to it.
Uh-huh.
And so every time I'd go out to his house, I'd pass it and I'd see like they had like a little thing. I was like, what's that? He's like, that's the haunted maze. I was like, oh, and I'd go and I'd be like out there in the summer, and you'd just see kind of like remnants of it. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's what that is.
Yep.
I never went to it. I kind of should have. But we would do haunted walks for youth group. My mom actually participated in it. I was in it one time.
Yeah.
I put on face paint.
I was going to say, as far as what is participation mean, like as a character,
like I was a character. We had like this
I'm the sheltered boy.
Be afraid of everything.
What
I was like Wade the Duck from Garfield, if anybody knows. I was like,
what are
scared.
Those Jordans? I don't know.
Just scared of everything.
What's that, a funnel cake? What's that?
What is that?
I don't know anything.
I must run from it. It's terrifying.
What's that scary thing? Oh,
well, I think
bright shoelaces.
I think what's helped as an adult is
not far off.
But it is finding people like friends we've had when we got into college.
Yeah.
Like when we became friends with you and with Katie Wright. Yeah. And with several friends now that we started doing Halloween stuff with, it's finding friends to like
pause real quick. This is Diggum's commercial, this Smacks commercial right here. I love this commercial, by the way. I remember this so vividly.
Sugar Smacks.
Also,
bye, kitty.
Halloween commercials.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know because I don't have like TV. Yeah.
Well, that's
like
why I look them up on YouTube.
Yeah, like,
now.
But
they're
like
great. With McDonald's commercials.
Yeah, streaming, you don't like. It's only around holidays that anyone would get nostalgic to watch commercials.
Right.
But like with streaming, it's the same three commercials over and over.
It is.
So that was always such a cool part to me about it was, and that's how you also knew things were kind of turning over, no pun intended, a new leaf. Sorry, I hit your microphone. Was the fact that they're starting to play the Halloween commercials.
Yep.
They're starting to play the Christmas commercials.
Yep.
They're starting. So then it's like, oh, it's coming.
Yep. It's just different now. You don't have, that's one thing that I miss.
Sure.
Is those very, very specific commercials to those time periods.
Yes.
I love those. That was one thing that I did write down is, going back to your original question, why Halloween?
Yeah.
Those McDonald's commercials.
Oh,
man,
of course.
Those set the stage early on for me because you get those those McNugget commercials with like the little different costumes that they'd wear.
Yes.
Of course, the buckets.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the buckets.
Yep.
But those are some of my earliest memories
they
of Halloween.
McDonald's had like that video series in the late 90s where they had like Ronald McDonald's Scared Silly. I remember getting.
Did you
like,
ever have those? Did you?
Yes.
We had Scared Silly.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it any good?
I enjoyed it as like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, me as a kid.
Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, if I were to find it now on YouTube, I'd put it on.
Yeah.
I heard, and I think, because I looked at the art of it, I guess the frame stills.
Yeah.
It looks like the
people who did Rugrats.
I was going to say that.
Yeah,
it looks like the Nickelodeon folks.
Yeah,
Arrow Monsters
like
or...
Klasky, Supo.
Yeah.
Kasupo.
So what is that? Or Wild Thornberrys, even that?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's them.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It even has the Mark Mothersbaugh, like Rugrats.
Yeah. I guessed that.
Nice. For a second, I thought you were talking about like how you get tapes and you put your cassette player and it just plays out like a radio show.
Yeah, we had one of those too.
Yeah.
And like the sound effects tapes.
Yes.
And then of course
the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash and stuff that, you know, Rankin Bass put out.
Yes.
Like Mad Monster Party.
I love that.
Stuff like that now, there are several things that are in my rotation that I may not have been able to revisit without you.
Right.
Or without like Katie Wright. And
with
this stable of people in the last 10 years that I, you know, when I still worked part-time or went to college, I would go to a friend's apartment and we would do that twice a week.
It's really gotten
like,
to be a give and
take, and like,
which is great.
And she adored Halloween like we would, so we would watch Fear Fest or have that on, or
double Toil and
watch,
Trouble,
you know,
even
watch
something like that.
Watch these things to where, like, you know, Casper meets Wendy,
Ernest Scared Stupid.
We would enjoy these things with friends, and we would go. One of my favorite memories, and it's gonna be almost 10 years ago, like, you know, in a couple of years, is when in 2014 we went to Kokomo with you.
Yes.
And
is it going to be 10 years?
Almost.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not to make it Keanu Reevesy.
No. But like, you know, going to like a spirit Halloween with friends after church. But like when we went to Kokomo, you know, to see where you grew up, and we visited some of your old haunts, and we went, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And they're starting to get Halloween set up.
I remember going to that Halloween store.
Yes.
That one was freaky, actually.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Like, which one?
Do you remember? It was in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick was with us, wasn't he? Or was he not? But the kids were, and
this was before you and Jess even
was
knew
it
each other.
That?
Yeah,
there was that time where we all were in Kokomo when you and Jess were together and
yeah.
the kids and yeah. all that. We did go in that time, but this time it was just the three of us in 2014. Because when we went to Cedar Point,
Football Hall of Fame and Rock and Roll.
I forgot that we went and did the Halloween store
and,
that time.
And Cedar Point, because the mall has like the Halloween store like close to Blondie's Cookies.
Yes.
And they of course had like decorated pumpkin ones, stuff like that. But Cedar Point,
that was a perfect trip.
It was a perfect one of my favorite memories in the last 10 years.
That was great.
But we went to Cedar Point. Cedar Point was decked out in like great pumpkin types.
Yeah.
It's like the same way Six Flags has like Warner Brothers stuff.
Yeah.
Cedar Point had like the Peanuts. So that, you had the great pumpkin motif.
That feeling of having to leave was one of my biggest, like, gosh, I wish I would have taken like another day off or something.
Right.
I wish we could have stayed one more day.
Yeah. And like,
that would have been so nice.
But on our drive back on your iPod,
you had
a Haunted Mansion, like almost like audio book that we listened to in the whole way back.
I forgot about that.
It was Ron Howard.
Ron Howard and another voice actress. It's fairly famous.
And like, we just kept talking about how like we can visualize this, like this is how I do the animation here and blah blah. And then when we got back to your parents' house, we watched Fright Night for the first time.
Oh, that was the first time you guys saw it?
That was the first
think about in your parents' basement eating a Al's Ray's Drive-In
tenderloin
from Ray's Drive-In, sitting there eating the leftovers because it wasn't fresh. But I remember taking our you just said it. Pork tenderloins.
Yeah.
Zapping them on paper plates.
Yep.
Going down to the basement watching Fright Night while eating pork.
And then when we came back from, after a 5-hour drive in Indiana on our way back, we're texting Jeff and Katie. Hey, do you want to come back? Do you want to come over? And we're on our way back from Indiana. Do you guys want to come over and watch Halloween stuff? It was like 8 o'clock at night when we got home, but Jeff and Katie were there and we watched Halloween Tree.
Yeah, we did.
And and then also revisiting movies I didn't think I'd like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, one of my favorite imagery things is when I worked part-time at Fisher's Sports, coming home and I DVR'd Halloween 3 and coming home and like my parents had gone to bed already. So like I sat upstairs with the lights off watching Halloween 3, which is like, which is great.
Yeah.
It's become more popular in the past, however long.
Yeah. There's been a, it's become more of a cult classic.
If it didn't have that Halloween designation on it, if it was just called Season of the Witch.
Right.
Then I think it would have been
people
looked
would like
upon,
it a lot more
at the time. It would have been looked upon more favorably,
agreed.
But it had this
spooky
imagery and like this atmosphere about it. Like I just see it in my head. Like that sticks with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so since becoming an adult, those are the things that have really reinvigorated my love and created a new love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know you've shared in a lot of those memories,
yes.
even going to your and Jess's house with the kids and going to Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can imagine not just with having friends like that, but with your kids, seeing it through their eyes, like that's got to have just reinvigorated it to where just know you love Halloween.
I think it's Joshua's favorite season.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
The thing is, we kind of have to temper him a little bit because he would go all out and get something that's super scary and freaky. And it's like, I understand, like, look, if we were doing a haunted house, that's fine. But we're not. We have friends that come over. They have kids.
Yeah.
And some of the kids get scared. And, like, I don't want something super, super scary in my yard because I want my house to be welcoming and that kind of thing. So it's a good give and take. We kind of have to rein him in a little bit. But he really loves the blow-ups. He really loves the decorations. He gets really into it. He loves looking for costumes, him specifically. Jack loves it too, but Joshua's the one that as soon as he gets money, he will blow it on something like that. He's like,
that's excellent.
And you know what? Okay, that's fine. Now, I wouldn't do that, and I've talked to Jess about it, but Jess is like, it's his money, and she's like, yeah, you know what? It is his money. And if he wants to do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
And, let him be a kid.
Could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, it could be blowing it on cigarettes and MTV.
So. You know kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know kids these days.
No, but I think as a parent, getting to do that. You know what I love, though, is also, sorry, not to jump ship on my own sentence.
No, please go for it.
I don't like that sentence. I'm going to go to a different one.
Oh, my God. I remember. I'm sorry. This Oh,
I know what that
there,
is.
There's a good, there was yeah. a Taco Bell yeah. commercial that just came on advertising, happy or like the kids Goosebumps. Meal toys Are from Goosebumps? Goosebumps.
Yeah, Goosebumps. Yeah.
And I saw a skeleton with the mouth yes. that goes up and down. And I completely forgot about that.
Also,
I
the mummy that. Where you kind of unravel it. It has like a tab yes. on the side. You yes. unravel it. We had that.
I completely forgot about that.
Sorry, just to remind you, listeners, we have on in the background.
Yeah.
On mute, just a bunch of old commercials.
Yeah. Would yeah. you watch Halloween Town when it first premiered?
Yes, yes. I remember that. Yes.
That was the current commercials and advertising for Halloween Town. You were talking about...
yes. No, sorry. So
No, I that's think okay.
As a parent, it's really great to be able to kind of just get the kids excited for something that I love mm-hmm. and could be able to pass that down.
Yeah.
I love being able to put on The Great Pumpkin. And Naomi ugh. Will just sit and watch it with it's, me.
Ugh.
And she loves it. And yeah. the boys who love, you know, they're leaning more towards things that are, you know, oh, that's babyish. You know, they'll sure. say things like, I can turn The Great Pumpkin on. They will be quiet mm-hmm. and they will watch it the entire yeah. time. And it's like, you still got it.
How?
You know, like, it's like, it's I love that. Great.
How insane
I love
is that?
That it's that, just, like, it's simple.
From,
it's timeless.
I don't mm-hmm. And I was going to say, from the moment it debuted, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it was successful from the day
yeah.
it debuted.
Yeah, it got an Emmy.
I remember, like, that was one of the commercials, was the advertisement that, yes. like, on Halloween or, like, the day before, it's like, tune in for the annual presentation mm-hmm. of
yes.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Love it.
And it's just, it's a perfect encapsulation of... I don't know, like atmosphere
and that time period,
subject matter,
too.
That time period.
Yep.
It has everything.
It's
and,
great.
And that's just a testament to how good it is that yeah. like our parents enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. Your kids enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It's evergreen.
Yeah, it totally is. And it's a very, I don't know if I'd call it perfect work, but it's a very, it shows exactly what it means to be a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that time. Like, yeah. I mean, like kids are, you know, they love trick or treating. They love making their costumes. Mm-hmm. They let you know, at the very beginning it's, hey, you know, I'm doing a pile of leaves. Charlie Brown's doing that.
Yeah.
And then the kid comes and messes it up.
Charge.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great. And then, you know, you have the football because it's getting to be football weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's and the other reason.
It's just great.
It's the fall is the start of so many things
yeah.
just mm-hmm. all at once.
I used to love it because it mean my soccer season started.
Yeah. yeah.
So I that change in the weather, I would smell it. I'd go and I'd like, mm-hmm. I'd get up in the morning and have yes. a game on Sunday and they'd be like, oh man, it's October. I got a game
yeah.
today. I can't wait yeah. to go on Sunday. And I used to love it. I'd get up, I'd go play, and then we'd go home and maybe I'd turn on The Great Pumpkin
yes.
or something.
Yes.
And maybe I'd like go and rake the leaves with my parents mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then maybe I'd go and have some hot chocolate later
yes.
that night or something.
It's great.
It was great. But Halloween is a very underrated, cozy holiday.
Yeah. Right.
I think of orange and not orange, like from the color,
yeah.
like glow, like the glowing yeah. thing. Like just there's a very specific memory I have. I don't know if it was on Halloween. I think it might've been. And maybe it, like we had gone trick or treating, like in Kokomo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do this here. I really don't. We had set up like a thing. Like we basically, you could go trick or treating like a couple nights or something. You could do it a couple or three different nights.
I was not aware of this.
Yeah. Like,
I would've...
Yeah. You,
jeez.
Which one's
up.
Friday?
But yeah, we did. I think we yeah. did it on one night and then, we did like the night before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like we went,
yeah.
trick or treated and there's a lot of people out and they did it.
Yeah.
Well, the following night, maybe I'm wrong about this. I thought we did this though. But then the following night, my grandma came and like, I did not go trick or treating and she came and watched me and my sister or just me. And I was a little melancholy that night, I think, cause it was just like, there's not a lot to do. We didn't have much on the docket. Mm-hmm. I had homework.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, having homework always stinks.
Yeah.
That night, especially like having to do it the next night. And you're like, ugh. Oh boy, I wish it was like Christmas because
yeah.
you'd get it off.
Yeah.
But Halloween, you don't get off.
Unfortunately.
That's the one thing yeah. about Halloween that I'm like, oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
But, because we didn't get it off, I think I had to do Halloween, but she said, hey, you can watch, you know, I said, can we at least watch Charlie Brown and Garfield because
yeah.
they were coming on that night
yes.
and they used to air it on that night, but in recent years. Well, Charlie Brown, you can't even watch anymore. It's on Apple. Yeah. But thanks a lot, Apple.
Yeah, Apple. Oh, you got the DVD.
Yeah, it's yeah. fine. It's fine. But
and the soundtrack. Jeez.
Yes, I love that sound. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah. I said, can we watch it? And then I asked, hey, can we put on candles? Just because I wanted to put candles on. And we did. And we had this one light. We had this one lamp that we just would do. It was a smaller lamp that we did in the main room. And then we put on candles. And so we did. And she let me do that. And it was nice. And I got to do, I kind of like, basically, the TV was here. I was laying on the ground in front of it doing my homework, but watching it. And then, you know, like a kid does, like kicking your legs behind you.
Yes.
But, you know. Everybody knows that pose.
Yeah, of course.
You, you're looking up at the TV and you're laying down, doing homework, but watching that. Got a blanket over me, I think. And it's just, it's perfect.
Yep. Yeah. You got to address all the senses.
And it was great. And my grandma was there and we were talking and it was just, I don't know. It was a really nice memory.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that, like, those are the moments that really bring out the nostalgia pains when Halloween's over.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, because you spend... Like we said earlier, all of September, all of October, sometimes beginning in August, building up this season, doing your routine things, doing things with friends, doing fun things like maybe you catch a Fright Fest every now and then. And the way that everything's decorated there, it's amazing. You just walk around and not ride a ride and love it.
Yeah.
But like when it's all over, when November 1st hits, it's like... There's a little bit of like residual, like, oh man.
Yeah.
Like it's sad. Over.
I have to wait till next year.
Gotta wait till next year, or at least till February.
Yeah. But you know what though, that's kind of great about it is after that, you're like, oh, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Love and then after Thanksgiving, you're like, oh, Christmas is coming up. And then after Christmas, you're like, oh, sometimes you get to hang out with New Year's. You get to see people.
Yeah.
So I love that there's like a four.
Mm-hmm.
January and February, I hate those months.
Yeah.
I just say it's I cannot miserable. Stand either because it's all cold. There's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But September, I consider September part of it because I love September.
Do too.
I do too. September, October, November, December. Those are my favorite times of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's such a, I don't know. It's like almost like after because leading up to like Halloween, there's a high that you get in your spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that high continues for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's like just like your spirit's not let down,
right?
For a while.
Well, it's like you said in the just our mixing of like you take your old love as a kid, what you loved about it, and your new love as a teenager, as an adult, and it's like you find a way to meld them together, and each one like. It's like something for everybody kind of thing.
Robert
and you
England.
Said it's rich.
Yeah.
And it is. Rich. It's not like if you only like horror movies or if you only like the innocent stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
But as far as my personal experience, I want a little bit of both.
I agree.
I want a little bit of Robert England.
Yeah.
I want a little bit of Charlie Brown.
And the older I've gotten, I've wanted that. I don't just want the innocent stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love the innocent stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
But I also love... I love a little bit of an edge, too. Yeah,
exactly.
And I love that. And I love that happy medium and being able to kind of mix both and being able to have that. I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to watch Jason kill teenagers in 3D.
It's fun for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will say, because I assume we're probably wrapping
up
here
getting
soon
close.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
As I got older, looking at the price of Halloween costumes.
Ridiculous.
And to know that... Every year, we had a new Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not just me, but Steven and our little brother, Tyler.
Yeah.
Like, and we were by no means poor or anything.
Right.
But we were not wealthy.
Yeah.
And so just the appreciation for my mom.
Thanks,
grew.
Mom and dads.
Yeah.
Out there
because,
for buying.
Because I remember her trying to talk us out of new Halloween. Like, let's just wear the one you had last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she would always concede.
Yeah.
And they are not cheap.
No, they are not.
So, like, I don't know, just the appreciation that she would feed that.
Yeah.
Like, she would feed that, like, desire, I guess.
Yep.
Just,
yeah.
I just really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things to where, we're coming to the end of the episode here, folks. And
as you can hear, we captured what the spirit of the holiday and the season means to us.
We could go 2 more hours.
Can I do one more little thing?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
And not just me, but I kind of want to get your guys.
Yeah, please.
So I was going to give my favorite costumes that I've worn.
Yeah, okay.
And then one that I did not like, and it has a little story attached to it.
Okay.
But I also want to hear yours too. I don't want to just hog the.
Yes. No, please.
So I had 1 year. I wore this 2 years in a row, but it worked the first year. So why not wear it the second year?
Yeah.
I wore one of those. I don't know what you call it. You find it at the store, and it's got like that plastic mask. There's a specific type, but it's like sheer material almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's very thin. But it just has. It was Wolverine. It was the orange and yellow one. The orange and yellow one, not the blue and yellow, but the orange and yellow.
Yeah, or the, like more, the orange and brown.
Orange and brown. Yes, orange and brown.
Yeah.
And I wore that 2 years in a row. It was great. Nice. I love that costume. Yeah. And then I did Indiana Jones 1 year. That was probably my best one. It was very well themed. I kind of did the stubble.
Yes.
And then I did. Didn't take a lot of thought to do this, but my dad did a haunted walk with it, and then I asked if I could use the prop. It was a wooden stake through my head here and here,
from my
temple to my chin, and it was basically just the blood was all the way down. I had all this prosthetic blood on my face.
But you couldn't have a Batman comic.
No, I couldn't have that. No, that was years earlier.
I can shove a stake through my face.
My mom didn't like that costume, but I liked it. Yeah. Everybody was like, that's really cool. Like
you
people were trying to work
boy?
That one out.
Yeah.
I loved that. It was really good. But so that was, those were my favorites. My least favorite. I actually thought the costume was a good idea, but after wearing it, I didn't want to wear it again. So I don't know if you guys did this in grade school. We did a costume walk. Did it in front of everybody.
Yeah, you walk around. Everyone sees everyone's costumes.
Yeah. Yep. So I did that in second grade. I think it was second grade. And I wanted to be a Spider-Man. Not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Just a spider.
Spider-Man.
But So like Frank Reynolds. Mom had this idea of making me a spider. So it was all black.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just did she cut out a little paper spider, taped it to here. I wore a ski mask, and it had fangs up here and down here. Cool. It was like paper. And then she stapled, I think, these tube socks that had that she put other tube socks in or something else in to make them hang down. But they were just kind of unwieldy. And so they just hung off and they just looked kind of silly.
Yes.
They're heavy. So everybody got up and I got up and I started walking around. And as it's like seeing the wave, but instead of the wave, it's hearing laughter at me as I go. And I'm like, it started on one end and the more people that it's growing. And I'm like,
a good sock boy costume.
Oh my gosh. And everybody's laughing at me.
Oh my God.
And this is second grade. I feel so ridiculed.
Oh,
and
man.
I go and I sit by my mom and I'm I don't want to wear this anymore. And she's like, no, they love you. I'm like, no, they don't. They're laughing at me. She's like, no, they're laughing with you. I'm like, don't tell me what they're doing.
Lying to me.
Yeah. I was so upset. I don't think I even wore it for Halloween that year. Maybe I did, but I took a lot of coaxing if I did. I don't remember. But tell me about yours. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, that's great. costume walk that reminded me. At our elementary school, we had stuff like that. And we were talking earlier about when you kind of you went trick-or-treating when you were 14.
Yeah.
When we got to middle school and you realized, we don't dress up for Halloween at school anymore kind of thing. We had some great ones.
Yeah.
Like, it was a Red Power Ranger.
Yes.
That
was a popular one.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
I will say, as a kid, I was really nitpicky because it wasn't a helmet. It was a plastic mask.
Okay.
You couldn't see very well out of it.
Yeah.
We also had White Ranger, White Ranger
ones.
Ooh. They were basically trash bags with the White Ranger, what his costume's supposed to look like, just printed on the trash bag.
Okay.
But we had White Ranger masks.
But
so
we also...
Yeah. That works.
This happened with a few costumes because it was getting cold. We had these neon colored jackets we had to wear underneath.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So like it's these White Ranger costumes, but with like these neon colored jackets underneath.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So you're kind of like, hey, Glow this Man. Isn't the yeah. White Ranger.
I did a great Ernest P. Worrell costume.
Yep.
Like when we were adults.
Yeah. I think I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I was King Griffey Jr. that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
blackface.
I liked that one.
I
as well.
Even didn't do blackface.
I was like, yeah. that's yeah. ridiculous. I'm just yeah. gonna put on a goatee and goes King Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
I had a whole get up. Yeah. I sold yeah. the jersey and
didn't you draw a goatee on your face?
Yeah,
too?
I drew a goatee. Yeah. I wrapped one of like a bat we had lying around, wrapped yeah. it in like black tape because
that's awesome.
Had a black Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
Love that.
And then, I mean there was like I was a ninja one year and yep. stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was a Rams fan one year, which actually might be one of my worst. I just yeah. wore my Kurt Warner jersey. You remember those fan faces? Like the masks that were like these, like kind of these, they were like an adult face. It's tough to describe.
You know what? I think I kind
of
do.
They did them for a lot of football teams. And
they
like,
weren't like grotesque was, though, were they? No, they were just kind was, of goofy looking.
The face was like a grimace.
Yeah.
But it had like your team colors on there.
Yeah.
They were big for a couple years.
I think I remember
like
those
fan
vaguely.
Faces. I had a Rams yeah. one.
Okay.
And one year, probably my worst costume though, was in middle school. We went to church for a function, but I didn't have a costume. So do you remember HomestarRunner.com?
Absolutely.
You remember Cheat Commandos?
Yeah.
I went as one of the Cheat Commandos. I was like, I don't remember which one I was, but it That's was funny. So cobbled together and stupid, and no one knew what I was yeah. except for like two people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even them, I had to be like,
you need to explain.
I'm this cheek man. They're like, oh, okay, I can see it. And probably another, my last kind of least favorite was, funny enough, a Spider-Man costume
really?
That I got in high school. I mm-hmm. bought it with like Christmas money or something, or,
yeah.
or birthday money probably, because I'd always wanted a Spider-Man costume. Every time I went to the store when I was a kid to look at costumes, I was like, I want that Spider-Man costume, not factoring in the fact that like it doesn't come with gloves or shoes or anything.
Oh no.
So I had to wear my tennis shoes and my regular hands and the mask was very long in the neck. So you basically had to put the mask on first, which yeah. like I'm a big fan of putting the costume on and like maskless, but costumed hero.
Cause that's what
yeah.
Spider-Man
and you
would
like
do.
you yeah. put the mask on like you yeah. would any other mask.
That's what you do.
But you had to put the mask on and put the costume on over the long neck. And so
that's
it was
annoying.
Just it was just yeah. it was stupid.
So was it like a Spider-Man like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man
it was,
costume?
It was a muscle chest. It was
That's right.
It was a traditional
That's right.
like
yeah,
original
yeah.
Just
like
black and white
black
and
black, red
and
or
blue.
Blue and red and yeah, just like a comic book.
Just a comic
costume.
Book Spider-Man. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was very very disappointed.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you're over it now, but I just
yeah.
I feel bad.
You
got
a legit
no,
now.
But
yeah, as it not anymore. It was yeah. all is all ripped in the ass.
you gotta stop doing squats, little boy.
I know. No, but some of the seams were ripping and stuff, and it had been sitting around for a while.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
my good one had been yeah. sitting around for a
That's
while.
That's funny.
So when I was a kid, I loved the White Ranger one was cool. Mm-hmm. One I distinctly remember was I had a Batman one.
Yes.
From this is it's right after Batman and Robin came out.
Oh, okay.
So it was from Batman and Robin.
I was going to ask you if it was Michael Keaton, but
no, it was so it was
you
like
have
from
the bat nipples?
No bat nipples.
I had to make my own.
Yeah.
But it was just a fabric costume, and then like I remember having that Batman one. I was a Jedi one year. We were
yeah,
Penny Hardaway one year. Both
yeah,
of us again,
that's
no
right.
blackface.
Were you
no
really?
Blackface?
But we
yeah.
each had like a Penny Hardaway USA jersey.
Yeah,
and we
the,
both
from
went
the '96 Dream Team.
We yeah. both went as Penny Hardaway.
Yeah,
I guess two.
We could do a
two,
podcast just on Penny Hardaway.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like two basketball man. Players we were.
Yeah,
but you know, it. I had a my favorite in the last few years. I was Casey Jones one year.
Yeah,
oh,
that
nice.
A few years ago.
Turtles, Casey Jones?
Yeah.
Nice.
I still have the mask for it.
Pukes.
And I was John McClane.
That was
I remember that.
2015.
That was a good one.
I was John Bender that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that I really do not like, even thinking about, I remember junior of high school, we were going to cobble together like original costumes.
Do you know what it is, Matt?
And our friend,
yeah.
And our friend, our buddy Tyler Bolton and I, we're like, we're going to be superheroes. And I'm like, yeah. So we went to Value Village. And I was like, he's like, we're in the maternity section. And and they had these long, like, sleeveless, like, jean vests that, like, a woman would wear. And Tyler's like, this could be a cape. And I'm like, you're right. And so
this could be a cape.
So I just put on, like, I put on, like, sweatpants, like a headband, like white gloves, and like
hold on. Like, are these all women's clothes?
No,
you're not putting on, like, long white
putting on the wrist.
I look fabulous.
Yeah. I'm a superhero.
Yeah. Give me my Chardonnay.
my cigarette holder.
Everything else I already had, but this long, like, jean vest.
Yeah.
Or I've just bought, because he said, these could be, we can make these into a cape. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I didn't think he meant, like, cutting, like, the circle part.
Is that what he meant?
Stuff. I didn't mean you fashioned into a cape.
Steve just wore the clothes as they were.
And I looked like a moron. I looked like an idiot. There's still, you know what? I don't think there's a picture around anymore. Maybe there is if you scour Jeff Wright's Facebook. But I don't know. But it was stupid.
What was your
I'll
name?
Just keep it. The Blue Streak. Or as Matt called me that night, you're like your shit streak costume. there was
so
that
funny.
And it sucked.
Blue streak.
But there was that. But we'll just go. We're gonna go to the end here.
Yeah.
We could go in so many avenues.
Yeah.
With it, we could have so
and
many
I'm
other
hungry.
Episodes.
Yep.
But for episode 99 of the Radcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having
for
me.
For just this
so
walk down
fun.
Memory lane.
That was a blast. This is probably one of my favorite ones, I
think.
Halloween
nostalgia is so awesome. And we thank you all for listening. This was such a long but fruitful and wonderful conversation, again, to where we could just go so many directions. We could go so much longer talking about Halloween stuff. But thank you all for entertaining us by listening, for us entertaining you. Hit us up to let us know some
Please.
Of your favorite
yeah.
Halloween moments and just Halloween nostalgia you have and you feel. But thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you so
much to us. Thank you again, Jeremy, for joining us. And until the next time,
boo good to yourselves and boo good to each other, because why would you be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.